government. United States, the White House, and top congressional Democrats remained at odds Sunday over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. In back-to-back appearances on ABC's This Week News show, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin sparred over how much new aid the national government should approve beyond less generous state unemployment benefits. For 4 months of $600 a week extra national benefits expired Friday, but Pelosi and other Democrats want to extend the payments through the end of 2020, while U.S. President Donald Trump and his administration initially want to cut the extra aid to $200 a week while working towards a package that would set the aid at 70% of what a worker had been paid before being laid off as the virus swept through the U.S. Elsewhere in the world, Australia imposed an overnight curfew on its second biggest city, Melbourne, Sunday, and banned people from moving more than 5 kilometers from home in a bid to control a growing coronavirus outbreak that is infecting hundreds daily. Coronavirus infections in the Philippines surged past 100,000 Sunday, with medical groups declaring that the country was waging a losing battle against the virus and asking the president to reimpose a lockdown in the capital. The Philippines has the second most cases in Southeast Asia after Indonesia and has had more infections than China, where the pandemic began late last year. And confirmed cases are hovering at near record levels in Japan, raising worries the pandemic may be growing more difficult to control. Japan has avoided a total lockdown, encouraging business activity while urging responsible behavior.